Hello and welcome back to Caustic's Detox. This is Matt of Caustic. Took a couple months off there for various real life things, protests in Madison, and then going to England and doing some awesome shows there, and getting my new CD and all the Kickstarter stuff sorted out for those of you who contributed to my CD that way. Anyway, I'm back. I decided to do a couple genre-specific episodes, even though next week's actually going to be in an interview with Brian from the Gossicles. I'm actually re-recording this whole opening, so if I repeat anything that I say later, it's my fault because I somehow fucked up the opening originally and put it out there. Anyway, this is a re-recording, so there you go. Starting off with a couple bands. Blur with There's No Other Way, which I chose simply because there's a lot of good choices, but I read somewhere that Kurt Cobain was a massive fan of this song. So that was my little tip of the hat to the old Kurt Cobain. And it's a great song, so you can't really go wrong. Next up is Black Grape, which was the new project that Sean Ryder of the notorious Happy Mondays started with Bez, who is their dancer, maraca player, drug compadre. Didn't really make a splash in the United States, but awesome nonetheless. So it's In the Name of the Father from them, off their first album, It's Great When You're Straight. Yeah. Showing again that they love the drugs. Finally, a pretty not as well known act, Sleeper, kind of got a little prominence on the alternative charts here, but not really, with Nice Guy Eddie. I think they only did one album, if I can remember correctly, but it's a pretty good one. Anyway, so this is a kind of diving back into my college days, and I hope you enjoy it. So plenty of dumb stories coming up, and again, if I repeat myself, not like you paid for this. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. one slice, you talk nice. Not once or twice, but 16 times twice. Make the gal ball out on Jesus Christ. Yes, we long, we're strong, we're physicality. Yes, we long, we're strong, we're physicality. Long come on from the champ, we push it along. Long, strong, physicality. Long, strong, physicality.
Okay, so that was the first little group of songs. Again, Blur, There's No Other Way. In the Name of the Father by Black Grape and Nice Guy Eddie by Sleeper. Next up, a couple more that one of which probably even less known than Sleeper and Black Grape. But first off was Caught by the Fuzz, which is by Supergrass, who a lot of people know. They had that song All Right in Clueless and then in about 40 billion commercials. Kind of just fun, pop, punky, kind of goofy stuff. Then next up was Menswear, who I got this CD only by chance. I worked at The Onion for like a second and a half. And I was reviewing music, and they had all these CDs that nobody wanted to review. And I didn't want to review. Actually, I might have reviewed this. Maybe not. I don't remember. But that's where I got Gene's Olympian. You'll hear some Gene a little bit later. And introduced to a whole bunch of other music as well, because they just had all these CDs that they weren't going to review. And so I got to just go through them and bring ones home that I liked. Then last, though, is another female fronted, probably the most well-known female fronted Britpop band with Elastica and Hold Me Now. Elastica was Justine Frischmann, who was dating Damon Albarn forever. And she dated Brett Anderson from Suede. And she was in Suede. And then she did Elastica and she ripped off 45 Wire songs. And anyway, but she's super hot and super cool. And a little known fact, I believe their second album, which came out years and years, years after the fact, had a cover that was by MIA. So there's a little trivia for you. And I'm pretty sure I'm right. Go look it up on the interwebs. Anyway, start off with Caught by the Fuzz, I'll Manage Somehow by Menswear, and Hold Me Now by Elastica. Enjoy.
Dream. I was only 15.
right. Again, Caught by the Fuzz, I'll Manage Somehow, Hold Me Now by Elastica. So I guess we're going into the last chunk of songs. Again, this is a short podcast, but I just kind of wanted to revisit some music, kind of introduce people to this idea. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm thinking about doing breakcore. I probably will do an industrial one or EBM, maybe a goth one. I like some goth. Maybe? Who knows? Somebody requested dubstep. But next week, actually, we'll actually have an interview, maybe even a couple. Brian Graupner of The Gothsicles and Caustic, but mainly known for The Gothsicles, he will be in town. We're doing a show with Everything Goes Cold, Gothsicles, Caustic, and Gentleman Loser. And I'm going to grab him for an hour and or two or three, and we're going to talk history of The Gothsicles, Brian's writing style, dealing with weirdos. He gets to deal with a lot of them, but it should be awesome. So anyway, the last bit we're doing here actually is four of my absolute favorite bands. Some in the past a lot more than now, but just the same, they meant a lot to me at the time. First off, we're gonna have Oasis. There's no Britpop podcast that can be complete without Oasis. Even though they're assholes, they did a lot. And I chose the song Cigarettes and Alcohol off of their first album, Definitely Maybe, because it's just kind of a simple, fun song. Next up is Gene, who, again, probably not well known here, but did some amazing work. Their first two albums especially are incredible. And there's Fighting Fit, which is just kind of an upbeat, badass song. They got compared to the Smiths a lot. They played Morrissey's Meltdown Festival. I wish they'd get back together and tour because I never got to see them. Most of these bands I never got to see, including Suede, aka London Suede here, but Suede to the rest of the world, who I was, to say the least, a bit of a monster freak for. Their first album is still one of my favorites. Dog Star Man, which is their second album, right up there as well. And then albums after, pretty good still, but nothing compared to the Bernard Butler years. But I was supposed to see these guys my freshman year in college, I believe, down in Chicago, and I had no car, and I had to like put up like signs on the boards because this is pre-interweb, asking people to do shit, and like somebody ripped off the tag and said, "Hey, we're gonna go. I hope you don't mind if we do acid, though." And I was kind of like, "All right, I'm gonna go anyway. And if you guys are on the drugs, I guess I will be driving." But they canceled the show because the band was like all sick, probably dope sick, because I believe if not only Brett Anderson, but most of them were a bit into the heroin, bit into the pills, a couple songs about drugs. So they had to fucking cancel. And then I got pissed because then Dog Star Man came out and then Bernard Butler left the band and he's gone on to produce people like, what's that chick who everybody, some chick, Amy Winehouse ripoff. I forget her name. It'll come to me in like 3 hours. But anyway, he's gone on to make some money, but he is, it's not the same. But finally, the kind of quintessential Britpop song, Britpop band, is going to finish off this podcast, and that would be Pulp with Common People. They're probably their biggest song off of Different Class, which is still to this day probably one of my, definitely in my top five, but I can pretty much consider Common People to be probably the best song ever written in the history of all songs that I know. I fucking love this song. And so this is a little intro to Britpop. Maybe you hate this music, maybe you don't. Check out these bands though. A lot of good stuff from them. Didn't include bands like Stone Roses and a bunch of others because they apparently aren't first wave Britpop. They're like third or fourth wave or second wave, and frankly they got too much press anyway. But yeah, hey, it's starting to rain. Very cool. Anyway, so here's a bunch more music. Cigarettes and Alcohol, Fighting Fit, Animal Nitrate from Suede, and Common People by Pulp.
take it. Yes, too much time's been wasted.
I can't take it when it's hard to waste and hurts me.
So there you have it, the All Brit Pop episode of Caustic's Detox. Next week, Brian from the Gothsicles will be joining us. Hopefully I can talk to Katya of the Gothsicles, as well as Eric Gottesman of Everything Goes Cold. Hopefully time will work in our favor in that regard. If not, well, we just get Brian, and that's cool too, and we'll get everybody else later. But a couple fun little stories that I remembered while finishing this up. Oasis was touring on their first album, and I used to be a hair model. I know this is something that will make many people snicker. I used to have a lot of fucking hair. I used to hair model for American Crew. It was like local stuff, but it was fun because it gave me an opportunity to get my hair cut, wear expensive clothes, and get really tanked on somebody's dime. There's a surprise. Anyway, I passed up a gig or a hair thing in Milwaukee, which is like an hour and a half away, hour and 15 minutes away, to go to school. And I found out afterwards that my hairstylist, who was super awesome, she fucking got backstage passes to see Oasis and got to hang out with the band after the show. And she had a plus one, and she brought somebody she didn't even like and told me she was going to bring me if I had been there, or would have brought me if I had been there. So I got to regret that, because this is before they broke huge and were just like a little dinky band playing like, you know, 800 seat places here or 800 capacity places. And that would have been fun. Instead, I get to tell a story about how I didn't get to go see them. But then the other story, which is brief, and people, a lot of people know this, but this is Hardcore, which is the album that came after Different Class from Blur, was actually the album that I kind of jokingly took the title from and made This Is Jizzcore. So just to show what a nerd I am, there you go. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the music again, and thanks for listening. Caustic's Detox is back, possibly only for a couple here and there, but, you know, thanks for listening in, and it's not like it's costing anything. I love you all.